Through the years, I have worked with many, many people who have suffered the challenges of living with fear, panic, and anxiety. I have observed firsthand that mindfulness meditation can be very helpful in alleviating and possibly curing these conditions. There has been documented research published in medical journals on the efficacy of mindfulness meditation with panic and anxiety disorders. The long-term benefits of this research has shown that even after 3 years with an intervention of mindfulness, that many people are still managing their panic and anxiety much better than before. Living with anxiety, fear, and panic, I believe, is much more prevalent than we would imagine in our culture. Many of us don't want to talk about our anxiety to others or even hardly admit this to ourselves. Woody Allen, the actor, comedian, film producer, and director, once said, "I don't mind dying so long as I don't have to be there." We live in a culture that often denies or avoids admitting that we live with apprehensions and fears. We all share similar questions on the mysteries of life, such as, who am I? Where do we come from? Where are we going? And that someday we will die. We wonder about what is the meaning of life, and we also are faced with countless fears and, at times, problematic phobias each day. We have issues of being confident with ourselves. We have performance anxiety, pain anxiety, parent anxiety, test anxiety, relationship anxiety, growing up anxiety, as well as being grown up and having anxiety. We have world anxiety. The list goes on and on. Mindfulness meditation can be an extremely important practice to help us get in touch with these concerns and learn to work with them so that they are not so paralyzing. I want to affirm that it's possible to live with anxiety and that we can overcome these challenges and have a less fearful life. In working with anxiety, fear, and panic, we have to understand that there may be some physiological reasons why we are anxious and that we may need to consult a healthcare professional. Sometimes a very active thyroid or hypoglycemia or some medications or herbs or other possible physiological conditions can cause anxiety. But we also have to realize that often these troubles are rooted in the psyche. Our minds are often worried about the future or the past, and our bodies can be tied up in knots. It's also important to mention that some people may need to utilize the support of a health professional if one is suffering from severe panic and anxiety disorders. So specifically, how does mindfulness work in relation to anxiety, fear, and panic? I believe that mindfulness practices can offer enormous help and would like to mention 3 specific ways. The first is to learn some calming mindfulness meditation practices such as the mindfulness of breathing and the body scan. The second is to practice mindful inquiry to investigate the deeper underpinnings of fear and anxiety. And lastly, we can learn to observe our thoughts as mental events that are in a state of constant change. This may teach us how to not take our thoughts so seriously. Let me now spend some time discussing these 3 practices that I believe will be helpful in working with anxiety, fear, or panic. Mindful breathing is a very important practice. I often recommend this first to anyone dealing with anxiety, fear, or panic challenges. Particularly, diaphragmatic or abdominal breathing is very helpful. One focuses attention solely upon the breath, breathing normally and naturally, and knowing when we're breathing in and out, while feeling the belly expand on the inhalation and fall on the exhalation. Why diaphragmatic or abdominal breathing is so extraordinarily helpful is that it regulates irregular breathing patterns by bringing the breath back into the belly. Often, when one experiences increasing anxiety, the breathing becomes rapid and sporadic, and at times we may even begin to hyperventilate. When we are in a full-blown panic attack, we may also experience increased shortness of breath and pains in the chest. So when we get anxious, it's best to bring attention back into the abdomen and practice normal diaphragmatic breathing. The body scan is another central practice that can be helpful in working with anxiety, fear, and panic by sensing or feeling into the body and mind. We learn to bring our attention into the body part by part and directly observe and acknowledge whatever feelings are being experienced. By doing this practice, we may discover where we are holding tension in the body or become aware of some emotions that have not yet been acknowledged and integrated into our mind. As we go through the body, we may discover places where there is tension or tightness and fear and anxiety. And if it's possible, we try to let them soften, and if not, we just let them be. We can develop the ability to ride the waves of sensations and emotions, letting them ripple and resonate wherever they need to go. By acknowledging these feelings rather than suppressing or repressing them, we can become lighter and less burdened with our discomfort. It has even been shown that the very acknowledging of these feelings is a mechanism of discharge and release. It seems that when we put our energy into avoiding our feelings, that they never really go away. And just like an unwelcome guest, they come back knocking on the door when you least expect them. In contrast, by learning to go with the fear rather than fighting it, it seems to eventually dissipate. The body scan can be a wonderful way to calm and quiet the body and mind. The second specific practice that we can utilize is mindful inquiry. This is an investigation into the possible underlying feelings and thoughts that may be causing the anxiety, fear, or panic. Often in our daily lives, we are so busy in the world of doing that we have very little time for self-reflection. We know on some level that every moment of every day we could potentially be dealing with disaster, but fortunately, there are strong coping survival mechanisms at work, as well as some high probabilities that nothing bad will happen. And this helps us to get through the day, otherwise we may not even make it out of bed. However, we also hold the truth that at some point, someday, things will change. We know that anything can happen to us at any time. This is a lot for us to hold. These thoughts and feelings simply for our survival lie lurking just beneath the surface of our awareness. But given the right moment or incident, we may be right back realizing that we are generally not in much control over anything. This is very unsettling. As well as catastrophizing with all that can possibly happen to us at any moment, we also at times ponder those deep perennial questions about the meaning of life. Where are we going? Am I living the life that I want to be living? What happens when we die? We can spend a lot of time worrying about ourselves, our lives, and our relationships with others. These feelings and thoughts can be disturbing for many of us, and I want to affirm that it's possible that we can engage and work with them openly, that actually we may have a great opportunity here to develop deeper wisdom, compassion, and peace. Mindful inquiry is using the mindfulness practice to investigate deeply into our emotions and thoughts. There is a special and unique way of doing this that can foster the potential for deep understanding or insight into our emotions and thoughts that may be causing us to experience anxiety, fear, or panic. When we practice mindful inquiry, we may first want to try to calm our mind and body with some mindful diaphragmatic breathing, and then gently direct our attention to the fear itself. We allow ourselves to feel into the feelings of the fear, acknowledging what it feels like in the body and mind. We stay open to possible other emotions or thoughts that may arise from them. And as mentioned, we don't try to analyze or figure them out. These are considered actually distractions that take us away from our experience. For example, I would like to share a story of a woman I worked with that had a fear of going over bridges. We began our session with mindful breathing, and then I asked her after a while to focus on the feeling of being by a bridge. And she reported to me that she was feeling scared. And I helped her to acknowledge those feelings, then asked her to move more deeply into the feeling of the fear itself, to notice what it feels like physically and mentally, and to try not to analyze or figure anything out. She was quiet for some time, and then she blurted out, I remember when all this happened. I saw my brother thrown off a bridge when I was a little girl. She went on to explain that it wasn't a very large bridge, and that her brother fortunately was not injured, that it was a culvert near the farm that she grew up. Yet as a little girl, this was such a frightening visual experience, and she somehow forgot this and internalized the fear and developed an anxiety disorder about going over bridges. This awareness helped to free herself from her fears. Yes, the fears may come up every now and again, but the understanding is bigger, and she has now begun to reintegrate herself and can go over bridges. Another example is when I worked with a young man who presented himself with anxiety and that he was getting married very soon. We had a few sessions of mindful inquiry together, and he discovered that at an early age, he was criticized about his homework. It was a double whammy, both from his parents and school teacher. He told me he learned and internalized that all of his original work was not adequate, and that he was only okay when his parents and teacher corrected him. And somehow, this became an issue of self-worth and esteem. His fears around getting married was that maybe his wife would find out who he really was and that perhaps he was not good enough. After he had realized what he had done to himself, his self-worth and esteem grew greatly. He was becoming at peace with his original and unique self, and he got married. In mindful inquiry, we often move into the fearful emotion or thoughts themselves, allowing to feel and fully acknowledge whatever's there. We may discover that within the story, within the worry, is a whole plethora of feelings and experiences that are causing the agitation or whatever emotion we may be feeling. Yes, when we begin to acknowledge what has not been acknowledged, the doorway of insight and understanding can begin to arise. By acknowledging our fears, it may open the possibility for deeper understanding, compassion, and peace. The last quality or reflection that we may want to work with is being mindful of thoughts. This means to direct attention to the mind, to the thought processes themselves. We begin to see very clearly that the thoughts we think are ever-changing, just like the senses. When we become aware of the stories we spin and the traps we find ourselves in, we can then begin to disengage from them. Mindfulness creates the ability to step back and watch thoughts rise and pass away. It's like lying in a meadow, watching the clouds fly on by in the sky. It's like sitting at the edge of a river and just observing what is floating downstream, just mental formations that come and go. In a sense, we are developing the mind to become as big as the sky. I would like to offer a metaphor to help explain this. We know that from time to time we encounter big storms. We hear of hurricanes that have levels of severity from categories 1 to 5. And as we know, we who live on the earth, we feel the powerful effects of these storms. Yet it seems that the sky is hardly affected. Since the sky is made of air, it doesn't feel the effect of the storms. The sky simply creates a lot of room for the storm to do whatever it needs to do. It is because of this space that the storm eventually dissipates. By practicing mindfulness, we can begin to watch the storms of the mind and give them the space they need by not reacting to them, but just observing, allowing them to go wherever they need to go. When we give space to thoughts, eventually those storms of the mind dissipate as well. We come to see thoughts as impersonal mental formations that just come and go. When we become less attached to our thoughts, to see them as transient mental phenomena, we become not so enslaved by them. We can then experience deeper levels of freedom and peace. I would like to recite to you an offering of a beautiful poem by Jennifer Wellwood called Unconditional that has often calmed my being when I am full of worry. As you listen to these words, may they open your heart to deeper peace, and may you know that everything is going to be all right. Willing to experience aloneness, I discover connection everywhere. Turning to face my fear, I meet the warrior who lives within. Opening to my loss, I gain the embrace of the universe. Surrendering into emptiness, I find fullness without end. For each condition I flee from, it pursues me, while each condition I welcome transforms me.